From Convicted Conversations, and this week I have Alicia Ferguson, aka Peaches, from Ballers Bales Bonds. Stay tuned. Hey, this is Gary, your host of Convicted Conversations, and I have Alicia Ferguson here with me. What's the name of the Bales Bonds?
It's Ballers Bales Bonds.
Ballers Bales Bonds. How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Let me ask you a question, Miss Alicia. How you got started in the business?
I got started back in 1997. I so happened was riding by a Bales Bonds office one day, which was one of my godbrother's girlfriend's brother's business. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I should try that. And one day I decided and I tried it, take the class, and then I became a bondsman. When people told me I couldn't become a bondsman,
right.
But because the industry at that time was mostly, you know, white people.
Mm.
And so back then we were going to them. So if I got in, they'd be coming to me. So it was kind of, yeah. So it was going to be kind of hard for me getting in the doors, but I was able to get in and get the internship. And here I am today, 25 years later.
Is that what you wanted to do, or you went?
No, actually, when I was in high school, I wanted to be an attorney.
I can see you doing that, an attorney.
I wanted to be an attorney, and, you know, life happened,
mm-hmm.
and so I went a different direction.
Mm. So, no time. Did anybody, like, have your back as far as, like, hey, I think you should do this, or I think you should do this. I don't think Bales Bond for you. Like, girls shouldn't do that. But did anybody, like, push you in that direction and try to motivate you to go in that direction?
You know, I could just say for me, I just tried it for myself. You know, and I think that it was time for, like, a change for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming from my background and some choices I made in my life, I mm-hmm. decided to just, okay, let me do this. I always wanted to be an attorney, but this was a way for me to helping people that right. was getting incarcerated.
Was it hard getting into the game?
It really wasn't hard. It's just being accepted at first, you know, because they didn't want, you know, certain people coming into an industry that was at that time predominantly Caucasian
right.
people, you know?
Male-dominated industry,
yeah.
Right. And you as a black female say, man, you know what? I could do this.
Yeah.
You weren't scared?
No, actually, I wasn't.
Mm.
I wasn't scared. I think when I got more into doing fugitive recovery,
mm.
it was a realization, okay, I got into this business really to help people get out of jail.
Right.
But then when people don't go to court, you got to put them back in jail.
Right.
So that part of it, I did not like.
Right. Especially as a mother, as a female, a nurturer. Now you got to lock this dude up. Whatever he was doing,
yeah,
you got to lock him up.
Yeah, and I had to lock up cousins. Ugh. So I done cried my way to the jail, taking a cousin back to jail.
Wow. Yeah.
So, for me, that's the part I didn't like.
Because
to see me putting handcuffs on somebody, I just thought that was the most degrading situation to be in for anyone.
Right. You ever had regrets like, man, I shouldn't have called this one in? Like, you ever had any kind of regrets like that?
No, I never had no regrets, because at the end of the day, it penalizes me where I have to pay. Right. So if that bond is $100,000 and that person ain't go to court, I got to pay $100,000.
If they buck.
If they leave, yeah. Oh. So I'm stuck.
Right.
And then I'm out of business. So it became easy.
So they don't go to the parent, like, you know how they have the sister, cousin, mama, auntie, or somebody fill out. They don't go to them for that money? It's
fall yeah, back you on know you? What? No. Technically, we're supposed to go to them. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to help the community, our community, most likely most of us don't have what? We don't have collateral. Mm-hmm. So therefore, for me, it was always trying to help the ones that didn't have collateral. And I will actually just go ahead and let them put the 10% up. Sometimes make payment arrangements. And all right. the time, I get paid.
Right. Mm. So when you was going through this back in the 90s, this one, a lot of crack money. It was a lot of money.
Money was fruitful.
Yes.
At that time, I don't think I was sleeping at night.
You was that busy?
It was busy.
Very, I know y'all busy. Stay on 24 hours, but you was like really working.
I was really working. Really working. But when the economy changed around, I didn't realize it was going to affect me back then. It affects everyone. So people didn't have money. They don't have money like they used to.
Right.
And then mostly all the drug boys, they go with the feds. Yeah. Or they went to the state for many, many years.
Yeah.
So then it became more so scamming. Mm. Yeah. If you're trying to get money, you really ain't got that much money to really bail out of jail with.
Right.
So the most money was coming from back then for me was trafficking cocaine, probably domestic violence charges, stuff like that.
But mostly drug charges.
Mostly drug charges. And mostly all those guys at that time in that era went to prison.
Mm. That is horrible. Not from your doing, but they own doing.
For they doing.
They just went to you just to get out for whatever reason. Hey, Miss Peaches, man, I got to get this money back up. Like, man, give me some time. Like, I know I owe you. How did you handle that when people know they owe you? Did you call them? Was you blowing their phone up?
No, I would call some people and, you know, say, listen, okay, if a warrant came out for them, you got a warrant. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you time to get yourself together and take care of it. Especially if they tell me, you know, I didn't know I had a court date or right. if I didn't get a court date. But when you trying to help them and then you turn around and find out they was trying to buck you anyway.
Period.
I just had a case like that not too long ago. I called a young lady, and the whole time she was like, oh no, PJ, they want a DNA from me. And I was like, okay. And she said, well, I told my lawyer he wasn't handling it. I said, well, call your lawyer. I'm going to give you some time. Come to find out, I was told that person said I was going to have to come look for them.
Oh, she's trying to put distance between you.
Yeah, she had no moves and everything.
Wow. That is horrible. And you out here trying to help, and she didn't. Went a whole different direction. You say to move, like to a whole city,
she,
county?
She moved it. Yeah, to move to a different county.
Now you got to send the marshals or the real bounty hunters to go get her.
I was actually preparing to go and get her and come to find out that she was already caught. So I was grateful for that. I thought I was thanking God for that, because that bond, I think it was $25,000 at that time.
Do they be giving y'all a certain amount of time? Like, hey, if you don't catch this person by this time, like, this one is going.
It's like a 60-day grace period.
Damn.
And it's not long.
Yeah, that's not long at
all.
So
I'm trying to give them time to get themselves together. And, you know, trying to help them, but then some of them really ain't trying to turn themselves in or trying to straighten out their paperwork. They were really trying to buck.
That money come out of the company's insurance?
It comes
out of insurance.
Yeah, right. It's called a build-up fund
right.
that you have.
But the next time, like, they looking at you crazy. If somebody buck or don't go through, are they looking at you like, hey, you a liability, or they just chalk it up to...
No, because mostly out of all the skips that I had, I only had to pay one out of 25 years.
Yeah.
Everybody that mostly, if I had a problem with skip, I found them.
Right. It ain't going too far.
Mostly mine's with the Georgia.
Right.
They go to Georgia. I've been to Georgia.
Like, that's far.
Yeah, but I go get them.
Right around the corner. So, back in the days, I say in the 90s when money was fruitful. Did you ever feel at a time like, man, like that you taking advantage of black people? Did you ever feel like that? Like, damn.
No, I never thought I was taking advantage.
Mm.
In all actuality, when I did get into the business, it was like, okay, at that time, my partner, he went to prison.
Mm.
So I had this thing that it wasn't being treated fairly.
Right.
So I wanted to have an opportunity to get people out and help them out of, you know, like I say, help them out of the situation they were in. Mm-hmm. Until I found out that, you know, hey, if they don't go to court, you're responsible for it. Yeah. And then I had to turn them in. So that, the worst part about being a bondsman was me putting handcuffs on people. I did not like doing that.
You had to do it yourself,
I had
too?
To do it myself. But like I said, gradually it came to part where I had to accept that, okay, if they don't turn themselves in and they don't come in, I'm losing. Yeah. My family losing. I still have children that I was raising by myself that I had to maintain and take care of. So I have to do what I have to do. Right. And that's just what it is. And I tell anybody, if you're going to skip bond, please don't call me. Right. I'm going to come and get you.
Right. And when y'all do the recovery, you actually went out there with the pistol and all? Yeah. With your vest and all?
Yeah, I go.
You for real?
Yeah. I call, they call me the Huntress.
The Huntress. Mm-hmm. You actually posting up out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wasn't scared of that either?
I'm not scared. No, I never was scared. I truly was not scared.
And even when I went to, like, you like, what the hell is you doing?
When I went to different places, I always prayed before I went. Mm. And I think that's what covered me. Whenever I went out, I always prayed. And God has always delivered. Because he knew I was doing good by people. When you right. do good by people, God ain't letting, gonna let nothing come against right, you. Right, you
right.
won't.
Right.
And I was doing good by people. You know, especially when they didn't have no money and then was army money and never right. taking them back to jail because they owed me and then didn't want to pay. I had to chalk it up.
Right.
I should be rich, but I'm not.
You always had a name, Peaches? Or?
My nickname's always been Peaches. Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's what everybody know you by in Carver Ranch.
Everybody knew me in Carver Ranch. It's Hollywood. Everybody knew me by
Peaches. Miss Bill Bond Peaches.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Yeah. That name just kept going 25 years later.
25 years later.
Still in the game.
I'm still in the game.
And I'll pull up on you quick with that fire.
With no hesitation.
Yeah, you still doing it.
Yeah.
Y'all heard her. She ain't playing now. You bucked. She coming to get
I'm
you.
Coming to get you. Now, I get you out of jail. All right. I actually do is show up.
Right.
Why come and hurt me? If I'm trying to help you, why hurt me and my family? What I need to do to take care of my family, keep my business going, to help other people.
Do y'all got to, like, say if somebody went all the way to Missouri, that's on y'all? Like, that's on your
Everything
money?
Everything is on me. Got to go get them.
You for real?
Mm-hmm. I told you I had to go, like,
you gotta
Georgia.
You got to pay for the flight, the room, the stakeout, the rental car.
The only place I ever went had to go further, I had to go to Georgia. Mm. Oh, and I went to, 2 years ago, I had to go to North Carolina, pick up a girl. I wasn't there. It took me how many hours to get there? A couple hours to get there.
Oh, so you drove.
Drove, and I wasn't there 5 minutes. I got to put in the car, and that was it. I had another bondsman waiting there for me in the county.
Gas and all that, that's on you.
Everything on me. So I'm losing. So if I take just a premium from you, being good, okay, just give me a premium. Mm-hmm. You got a collateral. And you skip bond, I got to go and look for you.
Right. Out of
no
your
matter
pocket.
Who signed for you. Mm-hmm. You know how long it's going to take me to do a civil case against someone that signed for somebody to get out of jail? It's right. a waste. So I lose. But this time around, now it's strictly you got to have collateral.
Right. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts.
No ifs, ands, or buts. No. I have to have collateral because it's just, people just don't do right.
Right. And over the years, that was through trial and error. You done learned that
I done
the
learned.
Hard way.
You know, I done learned
Can't
it.
Can't look out for our people because they going to give them an inch, they going to take a mile.
They take a whole mile and some.
Yeah, and some.
And it's really sad because, you know, we in this industry, and I'm black, they're black, most of my clients are black. And I have a lot of, you know, white people as my clients too, and I never had that problem out of them.
Right.
It's always been
us.
And who I know, personally know them.
Personally?
Know them.
And a steel buck.
And steel a buck.
Knowing Miss Peach is going to have to eat this.
And I ain't eating it though.
Right, no more. No That's
more.
Over with.
No more. I really never had to eat it. One time, like I told you, the guy was from New York, and that was it. But other than that, no other cases have I had where I didn't go, that I didn't find them.
Right. Did you ever feel bad when y'all had to surround people's house and there's kids in there and...
You know, I always watch.
People all hiding in the attics and stuff.
I would sit on the house and see what's going on at all times before I go to a house. Right. And I always try to, like, call whatever office in that area to let them know I'm in the area.
Right. Why you think police don't do that? Like, why they so gung-ho and all these people end up getting shot and killed at they warrant searches? Like, why everything always go bad with them?
I can't really it's a different type. I mean, for us, we go recover because
and y'all ain't angry.
No, a lot of times we're counseling when we got people in handcuffs.
Right.
We're talking to them. even though you skipped my bond and I'm mad and hot right now looking for you, but a lot of times I found myself talking to people because they're human. And that's the whole idea, is that you have to treat people regardless. They're human. Right. No matter what color they are.
Right.
You have to treat them as people.
Right.
And I think sometimes there's a disconnect with the officers and our community. And we don't know how to respond to how they're reacting toward us. And automatically, some of us are scared.
Right. And they be so aggressive. They yelling, they screaming. I mean, how you want a person to calm down when you steady? Like the little boy up the road, his mama was getting beat up by the boyfriend. He called the police. They say, come outside. He came outside, and they shot the boy in the chest. The little boy, 11 years old.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I seen that.
The little boy in the chest. So I'm like, you do the right thing. You coming out with your hands up, and they still shoot. So I'm like, you don't see that with Bell's bombing.
No, and I had a few years ago, I had a friend of mine that got killed in Miami. He went to do a pickup, and the guy hold his baby up. So when he hold his baby up, he moved out the way.
Right.
He put his gun down, but the guy still shot and killed him. He had his baby in his hand. So he had to put his baby up. The bondsman put his weapon down because he put his baby up. He took and shot and killed him. I couldn't make this up.
Cutthroat business. And you say you pray before you go on every run. You ain't even playing.
No, I pray first.
Put on your shield, your armor, and you get out there and get it.
Oh, armor of God. Can't go out there playing around, because it can be a $500 driver license suspended ticket. You know, somebody don't want to go to jail. You can lose your life.
They trying to do anything possible to get away.
Anything possible to get away.
Wow. So if anybody needs your services, how can they find you?
They can reach me by calling 754-423-3531 at any time.
At any time. You have email?
Email is peaches_huntress@yahoo.com.
Okay. I appreciate you, Ms. Peaches, for your time. I'd like to thank you for being on the episode of Convicted Conversations.
Thank you.
And everybody out there listening, don't let your past dictate your future. I'm out.
Thank you.
Trying to catch me riding dirty, 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 trying to catch me riding dirty. My music so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty.